Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Good afternoon, 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. So I'm watching this press briefing. We're pulling audio. It's still happening right now as we're going on. But a couple of the main points here again. She had to do a dance about dodging the questions yesterday about the Parkinson's doctor coming to the White House. And then the other questions now, which keeps coming up, which is this idea of the Democrats being unified around Joe Biden. And they're not unified around Joe Biden. Not in the least. In fact, Matt, let's jump into this if we could, because this is worth it. This is going on right now, and let's hear it live. Why not? You know, and then we can all enjoy the moment together as we watch the White House press briefing. We just have to pot it up for a second, but there we go.
I think any leader, right, especially including
right?
a former president, your words do matter. You're 100% correct. The president has owned up to that night. He said it was a bad night. He said this. He said this many times. He's even said he screwed up. So those are the president's words. That's all I can give you at this time. We do believe that we should not just look at the 90 minutes. The president has done more than any other modern day presidents, administrations. Historic things have gotten done. When I was watching the Democratic caucus, they talked about $35 insulin, right? Capping that.
When we know that's a lie.
Seniors were paying hundreds
that's
and hundreds
Trump
of dollars.
Did.
We were able to
but,
get that done
ah,
because
there's a lot of lying going on these days.
Very important piece of legislation that we moved through, right?
Right.
And only Democrats made that happen.
Not
that's
true.
Also because of
not
the leadership
true.
Of this
that's
president.
Right.
And that's just one. That's a bipartisan
uh-huh.
infrastructure legislation.
So you're talking
there's
about the fact that Democrats are not united here around Joe Biden. And they're
the
not.
The PACT Act for our veterans. I mean, there are things that he's
or
been
as Joe
able
Biden
to
called
do
it, the PACT
elected
Pac-Man
officials,
Act.
Presidents before
Pac-
him have
Pac-Man
been trying Act. To do and could not getting done, get done, beating Big Pharma. So there is a long list
beating
of impressive
Big
things
Pharma?
That this president has been able to get done, getting us out of the pandemic, that we do believe is important to note here as well as an accomplishment of this presidency.
Another question that I don't think has been asked, correct me if it has. The White House and also the campaign has said that he had a cold that night. He then went to a watch party afterwards, which you have brought up. I was at that watch party. If he did have a cold, why then push him to another event where he spent some 45 minutes along the rope line?
I mean, and not just a, and I would add to that, it wasn't just a watch party. We landed at 2 a.m. in the morning in North Carolina. He greeted hundreds of North Carolinians in North Carolina. He woke up the next day in North Carolina, gave a speech in front of thousands of North Carolinians. You gave me an opportunity, and I'm just using that opportunity, obviously, to lay out what the president did in those 2.5 days. Look, you know, one of the reasons that we shared that he had a cold is because during the debate in real time, everybody heard his hoarse voice, and folks asked, and we were able to confirm right away that he had a cold, and
if people in North Carolina get sick,
for
who cares?
So we were able to share that in
it's
real
just
time.
A cold.
So just
also suck it up.
Share that. Look, he pushed forward, right?
He pushed forward and got everybody sick.
And we still push forward. He's the president of the United States.
That's the bottom line.
I understand how important it is to continue to get up every morning, regardless of how you feel, right, to get things done.
Right.
That's how this president is. I'm sure that's how many presidents before him were as well. When it comes to really,
oh, she is
not
spinning.
Cold,
I mean, this is
get you down.
Don't let a cold get you down.
That's also why
America.
He pushed forward in the debate, also on that night. So. Look, he pushed forward, tried to get things done, wanted to make sure that he had an opportunity. People who watched him do a debate.
Who diagnosed the cold, out of curiosity?
People at 2 o'clock in the morning in North Carolina who were waiting for him. He wanted to make sure that he engaged with Americans.
And finally, Karine, this morning House Speaker Mike Johnson said, as he has before, that Democrats have been covering up the president's mental acuity for years. How do you respond to that? And has the White House misled America?
Yes, the White House has misled America.
Americans out there, folks who are watching, who are not normally in the day-to-day of what's happening in this world, there is a comprehensive full comprehensive medical report on the website, whitehouse.gov. I would encourage them to take a look. Read that report, and they can also read for themselves what coming out of the medical unit decided on, what they examined, what they saw, what they reported on. I think that matters as well. It is a group of them that come together when it comes to doing their physical.
I mean, the spin is just
physical.
So bad.
And so there is something there for
it's
them. It's
so
transparent.
Bad.
It's out there. It's for them to read. It's for the American
people. This is a sinking
you,
ship.
For the American people to take a look.
And I'm sorry. I don't see this guy hanging in this race,
well,
but maybe I'm in the minority.
To Ed in a second. Okay.
Thanks, Karine. The president said yesterday in his letter, in his interview, that he talked to a wide range of voters. He overwhelmingly heard from people that they wanted him to stay in the race. Our polling shows that 76% of Democrats think he is too old to run this year.
Ouch.
How is he coming to this conclusion? Are you sure that a handful of events is giving him a representative view of swing state voters?
So look, I mean, look, that has been, you
look,
all have asked
76%, huh?
Like
well, that's high.
It's come up many, many times.
76%, right? Not 7.6%?
I'm not going to speak to polls. It's not something I'm going to do from here.
Not from there.
I'm just going to let the experts, the pundits, and all of you.
He's saying he's looking at polls.
I mean, it's not 100%.
Give me a second.
For the record, you know, there's that.
Past 3.5 years, the president has been out there talking to voters. And if you think about what he was referring to. When
somebody update her programming software.
When he
please.
Went to Atlanta right after the watch party.
Did he get them sick too?
He literally did a rope line. Some of your colleagues
were there.
Oh, good.
He's shaking hands with a cold.
To,
that's helpful.
Some of the folks who were there and heard from them directly. He heard from folks at the rope line. I mean,
hold
these
from
are
folks.
Everyday
and
engaging
got,
with
breathed
every
breathed on them and sneezed on them, coughed
people.
On them.
That's what he did.
Spread his germy hands.
At 2 a.m. In the morning in North Carolina, hundreds of people there. He did a rope line.
A lot of them
engaged
sick.
With everyday people.
Sales of NyQuil shot through the roof.
Folks, thousands of people were at the North Carolina event. And you heard chants, let's go, Joe. We love you, Joe.
Yeah, because that never happens at organized events.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's something that you feel out there. And that's what he feels out there.
Brutal.
The next day, he went to New York. And he was able to speak to some supporters there.
Wow.
And then went to New Jersey. So it
but
is
he spread his cold to
on
five
Sunday,
states,
600 people
by my count.
At the church. Oh. The whole, if you watch
and then
that,
the church,
that,
too.
That service, mm-hmm. you heard from that congregation.
So he spread his cult to North Carolina.
You saw people.
To Georgia,
you saw him engaging
New York,
people.
New Jersey.
There's nothing that takes away all
state.
Respect to the polling.
There's
out
that. Well, he went back to work,
away,
though. So D.C., not a state, but
engaging
four and a half.
Everyday Americans.
Four
I think
and a half.
That matters, too. And that's just, I'm just laying out the last 10 or 12 days.
Right.
That's just the
right.
last 10 or 12 days.
Right.
When
you're
one more. Over the weekend, the New York Times reported on a senior White House official who apparently had worked with the president in his vice presidency in the 2020 campaign, said he shouldn't seek re-election. They thought he was not up to it, was showing signs of his age. Just, has the White House know who this person is or made any effort to find out? And are you
nope, we could care less.
Apparently is traveling with him, working with him this way.
He got, Biden gave him his cold and he wanted revenge.
First time I've ever heard that.
That's what that was.
In that reporting. This is not the last administration where we try to find who is speaking or leaking. That's not something that we do here. Everybody has.
I mean, it's the New York Times.
The
it's a far right wing
like
propaganda machine. Why don't you say that?
Speak in that way,
Karine Jean-Pierre.
Get it.
To follow up on something you were saying, Gabe, about congressional outreach. Has the president spoken to? Does he plan to speak with any of those that have publicly called for him to go?
Look. I don't have a list of people
time
the president's going to call. He's going to engage
to do
with
that,
congressional members.
There's so many people calling on him to leave. It would take all day.
I'm sure folks here in his Office of Ledge Affairs has had regular communication with everyone. I just don't have a list of who he's going to speak to.
Because the list is so long.
Is
we're still compiling
to people who agree with him and don't agree with him. You know that about him. If you've covered him, he's very much that type of president. I just don't want to get ahead of his decision on who he's going to call and how that's going to look.
And how he's going to, who's going to take care of the first 1,000 and the second 1,000?
Public clarification about you. In the interview Friday night, he was asked, did you watch the debate? And he said, I don't think I did. No. Did he watch the full debate, or what of it has he watched?
That's a good question. I never followed up.
Yeah,
with him.
I mean,
I meant to.
Did you?
I have not asked him that question. I was there.
Did you see Fast and Furious 4? I think I did. I'm not. I don't know. Maybe it was 3. Might have been 3.
You could follow up with him.
You lose track after the first.
I'm sure he's seen clips.
Did you see the new Liam Neeson movie? It's just like all the others.
I asked him that full question.
One other thing that's come up.
Yeah, it's getting round-the-clock coverage, right?
Mm-hmm.
From all of you.
Really, you're doing a great job, though.
One other thing that's come up in the last little bit. The Director of National Intelligence, Admiral mm-hmm. Haines, I don't know if you've seen this, issued a statement a little while ago saying in part, in recent weeks, Iranian government actors have sought to opportunistically take advantage of ongoing protests regarding the war in Gaza, the playbook we've seen other actors use over the years. We've observed actors tied to Iran's government posing as actors.
Oh, gee, why would bad guys take advantage of this moment when the commander-in-chief is completely and utterly showing the world that he's incapable of doing anything?
In line with accounts and actors they don't personally know. But that's a pretty big charge to make, that Iran may be trying to influence in the streets of the United States.
So, yes, I know what you're speaking of, what the DNI warned about. Obviously, for any specifics, I would have to refer you back.
All right, we can pop this down. Thank you, Matt. All right, well, that's a little bit of the S show, but there's a whole lot more of the S show that started before I jumped in here. And it's probably going to go on for quite some time, but I think you get the gist of it. The gist is they've been caught in one of the biggest cover-ups ever, which is the president's health, which, by the way, interestingly enough, how life imitates art, the two things that seem to be very obvious here is that the movie Dave, where the president in the movie, Kevin Kline, has a stroke, and then the guy who's the impersonator, also played by Kevin Kline, acts as the president until the very end when he has a fake stroke, and then they show that the real president was a vegetable the entire time and is dead. The second is the West Wing. There was an entire season devoted to how Jed Bartlett covered up his illness, and they were going to impeach him over it, and they were going to get a special prosecutor and all this other stuff because he had MS. And it was a huge plot line of season 2, 3, I don't know, whenever it was good before Aaron Sorkin started eating mushrooms and then they fired him, which was a huge mistake because the guy was great. And then it was just straight downhill after that. This is a gigantic scandal right now. This is the White House has been engaged with the corporate media in covering up the health of the president of the United States of America, who clearly is in incredible cognitive decline. Now, we've seen it. We knew it. You knew it. I knew it. We all knew it. And we were saying it, and we were saying it was elder abuse. And what were we told? We were told it was cheap fakes. You and I were spreading disinformation, misinformation, and cheap fakes. Now they've been caught because of the debate and everything we've been saying, once again, in a long, long, long list of things where we can say, so it turns out I was right all along, huh? Maybe not the conspiracy kook you said that I was. Maybe I was right. A long list of the government telling us what's information and disinformation. Now they're trying to scramble and walk back and say, oh, we never lied. We never lied to you ever about any of this. That it was always truly. And if I did in any way mislead you, that's my bad. Oops. They got caught here. But the real question is, why would they let Biden debate in June knowing that this was inevitable? You got to ask yourself that question. See, the reason why I still believe Biden is toast is because you don't put the guy on a debate stage in June knowing that this is what you're going to have. They knew this was going to be the case at 9 p.m. at night. The guy sundowns. He can function from like 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with a nap and then a couple hours in the afternoon. And then they got to, you know, they beat 12 of them and then he starts yelling. But they knew this was going to happen. So why did they let him on the debate stage? I mean, the two real questions to ask are, why did the Biden campaign let him on the debate stage? Why did the Trump campaign agree to this now, knowing there's a possibility that Biden could be swapped out? Now, the saving grace for them is that it seems like every Democrat they would replace Biden with also loses to Trump. So that's good. And I, for one, hope Biden stays in this race because I think Trump's going to clobber him. But why would the team Biden let the guy on the debate stage? They knew how bad his health was. And they knew that just telling us they were cheap fakes, they got to watch the cheap fake in real life. And they knew it wasn't a fake and they knew it wasn't cheap and they watched it. They had a front row seat to it. And we still had the guy on the debate stage with Donald Trump in June when the election is not till November. But ironically enough, the convention's not until 2 months. So you see, that's part of the reason why I think this whole thing is a joke. We're wasting time here talking about a situation when we all know what the inevitable outcome is going to be, which is this guy's done. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'll be proven wrong and fine. You know, okay, no problem. I'll own it and I'll be happy. Be happy to be wrong. Happy when Trump beats Joe Biden on election night and we could all go to bed at his usual bedtime of about 9:15 p.m. on a good night for Joe Biden when he's amped up on something, because it'll be a very early night. Because Trump's going to crush him in a landslide. I just have a hard time believing they're going to let that happen. I have a hard time believing they ever would have put him on this debate stage so many months before the debate, knowing how bad he is, and knowing that the entire conversation has now shifted into Joe Biden's health and his cognitive decline, and the fact that there are calls from Democrats all over the place, from governors to senators to members of the House, calling on him to step down. And you got James Carville out there saying he needs to go, and David Axelrod saying he can't win, and Trump's going to win in a landslide. And it's over and over and over again. This is a terrible campaign strategy. At best, it's a terrible campaign strategy. At worst, it was a deliberate setup by the Democrat Party elites to get this guy out of the race because he's going to lose. He was going to lose before the debate, and he's certainly going to lose after the debate. So, I mean, I don't know. To me, it's hysterical to watch the spin. It's sad for our country. And very terrifying to think that our enemies are also watching this guy on the world stage and going, so that's the commander in chief. It's the guy with the new codes. Okay. All right. I for one, worry about that. But I have to believe there are other people around who can make decisions. Thank God. And they'll just give him one of those Fisher Price phones. And if he tries to call in a nuke strike, just make him believe he's dialing it up. He can use the same phone that my daughter Reagan uses. And she's four, but it lights up, it blinks, it sings, and he can push the buttons and think that he's ordering a first strike against Putin. Meanwhile, the adults in the room don't do that because, well, that's what those Democrats always said, right? The adults in the room, the adults in the room who would keep us from the brink of nuclear war. But the spin, though. I mean, watching this absolute S show in real time is just hilarious. Now, before I got on the air, Peter Ducey, and we'll grab the audio of that, Matt. Peter Ducey was asking who's really in charge here, Jill or Joe Biden. And this is from the Wall Street Journal. They had a very big piece on the aides who were hiding the deteriorating state of Biden's health from the public. And remember, that comes off the heels of the New York Magazine and New York Mag. They had the same piece, A Conspiracy of Silence, accusing all the people in the Democrat orbit of also covering up Biden's health. And the New York Mag is not a right-wing publication in any, I don't think it's actually a publication anymore. I don't know if there's a physical publication, but it's not in any way right-wing. But this is what the Wall Street Journal wrote. They said German officials, aware of Biden's fatigue at night, sought to accommodate the president by planning a June 2022 event with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in the early evening. The informal event, a soiree at the Alpine Resort Schloss Elmau during the Group of Seven summit, was arranged as a confidential meeting on Ukraine in a relaxed setting. Biden didn't show up, surprising the chancellor and his aides, officials said. Instead, Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived and announced that Biden had to go to bed, according to two people who were there. All right. So everybody knows this has been a cover up and everybody knows they've been engaged in this cover up. Right. As Karine Jean-Pierre would say. Right. Let me just play a little flashback for you. This is Karine Jean-Pierre. We have this one, Matt, doubling down. So she yells at the press from the White House podium the day before, going on about these are cheap fakes and you're all spreading misinformation and disinformation. Then the corporate media does what it does, and it invites her on to help spread the lie and cover up for Joe Biden. So Nicole Wallace, MSNBC, Deadline White House, has the White House fembot on and starts to help out with, you know, going on. And let me just also make a point, because there's a story today regarding Justice Sonia Sotomayor. And let me just give major credit to her security detail, who shot and killed a would-be carjacker. Justice Sonia Sotomayor's bodyguard shoots suspected carjacker outside her home. Now, I am not, and I mean this, going to entertain any conspiracy theories that was actually the CIA trying to kill her to make way for Kamala Harris to run the Supreme Court. That would be beneath the dignity of this show, because if it had been the CIA, they would have succeeded. All right? So let me just say that for the record, because I don't want to be accused of playing any little conspiracy games. But a suspected carjacker pulled out a gun, and two deputy U.S. marshals who were guarding Justice Sonia Sotomayor shot the guy. And there you go. So he was arrested after. He's not dead. He's I guess he was just shot. So, but it is thankfully not the deep state trying to take her out to make way for Kamala Harris. It was just a random everyday DC carjacking that happens all the time outside the residence of a United States Supreme Court justice. So, you know, as a general practice, U.S. Marshals don't discuss specifics, but nevertheless, they have not suggested that the would-be carjacker was intentionally targeting Sotomayor on the security detail. And again, like I said, if this had been the CIA, they would have, you know, succeeded. Anyway, this is Karine Jean-Pierre doubling down with Nicole Wallace after she yelled at the White House press corps that these were all cheap fakes. Take a listen.
Getting dragged for something I said yesterday about how the video of President Biden wandering off, he was walking over to say hello to a skydiver. I mean, the right is so triggered by the facts and by a fact check. And I wonder how you deal with the disinformation and then get out a positive message. It's a much more sort of two-step process. And I wonder on immigration specifically, what your strategy is.
So look, and thank you so much for this opportunity, Nicole. And I think you're right. I think there is so much misinformation, disinformation, as we've been talking about. You talked about the video of the president wandering, and it's not true, right? The president wasn't wandering. He was talking to a parachuter that was right in front of him. And what you saw is the Republican Party really manipulating what was being said and what was being seen by the American people. It's also very insulting to the folks who are the viewers who are watching it. And so we believe we have to call that out. We've been calling it cheap fakes. That is something that came from directly from the media outlets and calling it that, the fact checkers and calling it that.
The fact checkers. Thank you, Matt. So the fact checkers in the corporate media doing their due diligence in calling it cheap fakes, because that's what they were told to do by the other leg of the unholy triad, the government. So there we go. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli if you want to weigh in today. This is the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. All right, quick break, coming right back. Got a lot for you. So we're loaded. Not loaded like drunk loaded, but we're loaded up. All right, coming right back.
Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Today, the White House fembot, Karine Jean-Pierre, 855-839-1210, if you want to weigh in, 855-839-1210. She was asked that question flat out by a member of the press corps. And this is the one map that says, if I have said, misled in something, blah, 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 blah. So this one member of the press corps says, Karine, you know, you want to take anything back now? You know, you want to walk it all back? Maybe clarify one of your clarifications? Basically a nice way of saying you stood there, you lied, you yelled at everybody that they were cheap fakes. They weren't. You are complicit in covering up the cognitive decline of the commander in chief and your little buddies in the media. We all went along with it and now we all look bad. So maybe you want to kind of level with us. What do you say? What do you think? Take a listen.
Okay, thanks, Karine. The White House has obviously fielded a lot of questions in recent days about the president's health, whether the White House has been forthcoming or not about that issue. And I just wondered, have the last 12 days made you reconsider any specific statements that you might have made in recent months on that issue?
I appreciate the question. I really do, and the opportunity. I think there has been moments here when I have said, and especially in the gaggle, I think, and actually yesterday, if I have misled in something that I've said or haven't had the full information, I actually own up to that. And I actually say, I will do my best to get you the information. Hence the letter. Hence the letter for Dr. O'Connor.
Okay, so let's stop it right there. So the letter from Dr. O'Connor that was put out yesterday, after yesterday's S show of a press conference where Karine Jean-Pierre would not answer about the Parkinson's doctor. So then hours and hours later, the White House physician puts out a letter saying Joe Biden's never seen a cognitive specialist who treats Parkinson's. All right. Now, I don't believe that for a second. Man's not under oath. He can say whatever he wants. And doctors lie on notes all the time to get people out of work, to get people on to stay at home from work. So I don't particularly put much stock in that. But nevertheless, she couldn't answer that yesterday. So she goes, well, I mean, I try to clarify. If I can clarify, whatever I can do, I'll clarify that. You know, I'll clarify it. But the truth is that this is not just about yesterday. This is about weeks and weeks of gaslighting all of us and making us believe that what we were watching with our own eyes wasn't real. That the guy before us, who looked like the Crypt Keeper, was not actually at all looking like the Crypt Keeper. He was just looking like a spry, young, ice-cream-eating, aviator-wearing guy, and it was your lying eyes that were the problem. This has been a cover-up. A gigantic cover-up of the president's health. And the fact of the matter is, he's not just the guy who works in government. He's the commander-in-chief. He's the one and the only one who gets to launch nuclear missiles if there's a war. This is not the kind of thing you're supposed to cover up. And the White House press corps is angry, and they should be angry. But then again, many of those people in the room, they did exactly what they always do, which is whatever the government says, they go out and they parrot it. So that's why after Karine Jean-Pierre came out that day and said, don't believe your lying eyes, Tom Elliott from Grabian put together a montage, which we've played on the show. Maybe we'll replay it. And in that montage, it's all of them, from Chuck Todd to George Stephanopoulos, the unbiased journalist, on and on, going on about how Biden's great. Joe Scarborough is the best version of Biden I've ever seen. It's like 4 minutes of them going on about how your eyes are lying to you. Joe Biden is great. This is the best Biden ever. And then the debate happens, and now they can't hide it anymore because the entire debate, which they would have loved to have spun as a cheap fake, and then, oh, he had a cold, but it's okay. He only infected the people of North Carolina, Georgia, New York, and New Jersey. So, and let's face it, we could all use a few less New Jersey New Yorkers. I mean, Biden's strategy is if you won't join me, I'll kill you with my cold. So it's a good strategy, I think. Can't beat him, kill him. Like I said, we are being gaslit every day now. And this can't last. I'm sorry, but this can't last. I know you think he's going to stay in because you keep hearing people say Biden's not going anywhere. I just don't believe that they can withstand this. I really don't. I don't. And they have the Hunter Biden laptop. If they need to use it, they'll use it. I mean, come on. These people will stop at nothing to try to defeat Donald Trump. And this guy's going to go down, no doubt. Andy's in Annapolis, Maryland. Andy, how are you?
Good, Rich. I just want to thank you so much for your show and the joy you bring. You know, with all this cray-cray that's going on and the reporting that you do of the bad and the ugly, you also report a lot of good just by the fact that we can laugh at what's going on, even in these trying times. And I just have to say that, you know, laughter is the best medicine. And when you can have a good belly laugh, it really does help in these trying times. And speaking of laughter, when you get Matt going, Matt's laugh, he's got that high-pitched laugh. It's like Cheetah the chimp in the Tarzan movies with Johnny Weissmuller. Here he goes. Here he goes.
Right there.
And when he starts, when you get him going, the two of you get going, I really am fearful that I will have an unconscious uncoupling for my bladder. I just like, I'm so concerned about that.
So I love it.
I just, again, thank you so much for bringing the joy. You guys are bringing the joy. You're giving us the news. You're reporting it. But you're doing it also where we can just say, you know what? We're going to have better times ahead. We just got to get through this cray-cray.
Well, listen, Andy, you're very kind, and you're calling from one of my favorite towns, Annapolis, Maryland. So get a soft shell for me, okay?
I will do that, Rich. And God bless you and the summer vacations. And Matt, you just keep on laughing, man. When I hear you in the background laughing, it is so good for my soul.
Thank you, Andy. That's very nice.
Andy, you know, you're going to divide the audience again. It's the controversial subject on the show is Matt DeSantis' laugh.
So. Well, if you can get a clip of Cheetah from the Johnny Weissmuller movies, again, I'm showing my age. When I was growing up, that was Weissmuller with Tarzan, okay? You listen to Cheetah the chimp, and that laugh is like Matt, okay?
Right.
Which, Matt, I'm laughing with you, okay? I'm not making fun of you, but it's a wonderful laugh. I love it. My dad had a laugh like that, and when we went and saw It's a Mad, 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 Mad World at the movie theater, and Daddy was in the aisle seat, Daddy laughed so hard and so high like that, he fell out of the seat, and he rolled down the aisle.
Wow.
Just laughing like that. So it just reminds me of my dad, and it just brings back great memories, and that's what it's all about. Like you said, Rich, when you make your family vacations and the memories you make, that's what life is about. And so we just pray that we'll be able to continue to make great memories in this country for everybody out there.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate it, my dear. Have a great day.
Right back at you, my friend. Keep on laughing, Matt. Bye-bye.
Bye. 855-839-1210. It's very kind. I think Matt laughs like a Teddy Ruxpin doll.
What is that?
The little dolls that kids play with.
I don't know.
A high-pitched giggle like a girl, basically.
Well, that how I would isn't describe as nice it. As how Andy described
Andy's
it.
Andy's got her own opinion. I have mine. And
can't you just let me have one compliment?
Fine.
I don't typically get calls that flatter me, so I have to bask in the glory right now.
Fine. Bask away. Bask away. Somebody will call and dispute Andy, I'm sure. No doubt about it. We'll put you at the top of the list if you'd like to roast Matt DeSantis' laugh.
No, we won't. If you have anything negative to say, Kirk, just dump that call. We don't need it. Only positive things to say about Matt.
Only positive, all right? Only positive. Ed is in Maryland, another Marylander. Hey, Ed, what's going on?
Hi, Rich. You're great. I love you.
Thank
Even
you.
Though you're living in Jersey, I left Jersey. I couldn't take it after 60-plus years of Jersey, and I love New Jersey. I had to leave because I was living in the Trenton area, and I saw it firsthand. Oh, my God, how bad it was.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Anyway.
Trenton, Chambersburg used to be such a great neighborhood. I used to.
Oh, the burb, yeah.
Yeah, it was great Italian restaurants, great pizza, but or tomato pie, but, you know.
Yeah, tomato pie, yep. But the exclusive is you're 100% when you said about Thomas Woodrow Wilson. Tommy said in 1916, he kept us out of war. Mm-hmm. That was one of his slogans. Guess what? A month after they're reelected, if God forbid they are, we'll be at war.
Yeah. No, you're right about that.
In 2025. Okay.
And that hits close to home for me for a couple of reasons. By the way, first of all, where in Maryland do you live?
I relocated to Salisbury on the other side of the bay.
Nice. Very nice.
Right near Ocean City.
Yeah, it's great down there. I love it down there. All right, buddy, you have a soft shell crab as well. It's a great time of year
Tommy
for
Tommy Woodrow. Just talk about Tommy Woodrow, and I love it.
Thank you, Ed. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Ed. I appreciate it. Well, that hits home to me because when I was on Dana Perino's podcast, Perino on Politics, back in the fall, she asked me the trivia question, which president said he'll keep us out of war. And I guessed FDR. I was having a bad moment, and it was Wilson. And I was mad at myself for that because, A, I wanted to impress Dana, and B, because I should have known better. But every guy gets it wrong every now and then. So there you go. Ron is in South Jersey. Ron, what's going on?
I just want to talk to about the debate. It was quite interesting that when he had the debate, Biden, that he was real white and pale looking, and he was like ghostly looking to me.
Yeah.
But then when he had the interview with Stephanopoulos, he had makeup on. You could see he was bright. He looked bright, you know, healthy. And I think they really had the debate to set him up to look bad, because why would they send him out looking that bad? And then the next day, I think it was, or 2 days later with Stephanopoulos, he looked very healthy. So I'm with you.
It's a great observation, Ron, and thank you for the call. It's an excellent observation. In fact, you could almost argue that CNN was helping to torpedo Biden by the lighting that night. And I would argue Biden's people were also helping to torpedo Biden. Look, just letting him on that debate stage in the first place was torpedoing Biden. What did they think was going to happen that night? They can tell us it's all cheap fakes. They can spin it all they want, but they know the real deal. And they let him on that debate stage in June. So don't tell me that this was not a setup to get this guy out of the race, because he's going to lose. And that's what I believe. And I guess we'll find out eventually. I told you my prediction is that Biden will be the nominee officially in July, when they have their virtual call, but he will not be the nominee come August. It's easier to replace him if he's already the party's nominee than if he isn't. And they can also transfer money, which I will get to as the show progresses today. Let me play another clip of Karine Jean-Pierre. This is a great question asked by Peter Ducey. Who makes the decisions? Who's in charge here? Say the Pentagon at some point picks up an incoming nuke. It's 11 p.m. Who's making the decision? Who's making the call here? Cut two.
We know the president says that his health is fine, but it's just his brain. And that he's sharpest before...
He was joking, by the way. I just want to make sure that that's out there. And people...
What's the
people,
joke?
He was making a lighthearted joke as he was
that
speaking off... He's speaking off the cuff and was making a joke. You know the president. He likes to joke a lot. Okay. He's the same guy who says, I know I look 40. Right? So he likes to make jokes. It is a joke. I think people laugh when he says it.
Well, so he also said he's sharpest before 8 p.m. So say that the Pentagon at some point picks up an incoming nuke. It's 11 p.m. Who do you call? The First Lady?
He has a team that lets him know of any news that is pertinent and important to the American people. He has someone or... But that is decided, obviously, with his National Security Council on who gets to tell him that news.
Gets to tell him that news. This isn't telling him news. Like, oh, Mr. President, there was a shooting at Wawa. This is an incoming nuclear missile. That's the point Peter Ducey's making. It's not about telling the president. It's about who's making the decision. Are we going to have a counterstrike or what are we going to do? And the point that Peter Ducey's making here is the president really at 11 o'clock at night able to make those kind of decisions? 1 o'clock in the morning? Remember the ad that was put out many elections ago? I think it was Obama who put it out. It was the 3 a.m. in the White House call. Maybe McCain put it out against Obama. I forget. Doesn't matter. The point is, it was the whole concept. It's 3 a.m. Who do you want responding in the White House? It was a political ad. I believe it was the 2008 election. And I forget which... It was obviously either an attack against McCain's age or McCain was making an attack against Obama's inexperience. Either way. But the point is relevant for this guy. It's 3 a.m. How's he responding? It's not about who wakes the president up. And there is a great book about that, very subjective, Who Will Tell the President, about these late night emergencies while the president is sound asleep. Whether or not to wake him up and involve him is one matter. Whether when you wake him up, he's capable of making the right decision is an entirely different matter and much more pressing to Joe Biden and to the American people and to the world. Because there's a reason why everybody's watching this and going, I don't really think this guy should be doing this job much longer. And there's a reason they're talking about the 25th Amendment to the Constitution. Secretary Yellen was asked a question today. Has this come up? And she said, no, not that I know of, but they're all thinking this too. They have to be. They've got to be thinking this. It's 3 a.m., you wake up Pops, you get him out of bed, and he doesn't have any idea where he is, and how long does it take him to come to it in that moment? I mean, you think about yourself. It's the middle of the night. You get startled by something, and how long does it take it until you are able to really make a decision about, is that a tree branch against the house, or is that an intruder? This is an incoming nuke strike or something else in this scenario. How long does Biden have to make a decision, and how long does it take for his brain to turn on what's left of it? So these are very serious questions facing our nation, in my opinion. All right, listen, summer's here, you know that, and it's very hot out because it's summer. And if your strategy right now is to get through this and lose weight by sweating it off, I'm here to tell you it's not going to work. But you can still beat away those pounds before the end of summer with NJ Diet. NJ Diet has helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair, saliva, and blood work along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then, NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off, no shots, no prepackaged food, and no surgery. NJ Diet is fully supervised every step of the way to make sure you are burning fat and not just losing water. You even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations are close by or available from anywhere with live online video consultations. Just call 855-5-NJ-DIET, 855-5-NJ-DIET, or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com and lose the weight for good.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
I find all this to be so hilarious. Not only because just once again, we were told that we were conspiracy kooks and we were proven right. But also, too, if Joe Biden steps aside and they're stuck with Kamala Harris, Trump beats her by a wider margin than he's beating Biden. New Emerson poll out today that Biden loses to Trump, but Kamala loses even more to Trump. So you see, they're not in a good spot here, because even if they shove Biden aside to make way for Gavin Newsom, Trump beats Gavin Newsom. They shove Biden aside to make way for Kamala Harris, he beats Kamala Harris. Gretchen Whitmer, she's not doing it. Who are they going to get? Michelle Obama said has no interest in doing it, so there's no reason to doubt her, because Obamas never lie, obviously. So we got nothing to worry about. I'm not worried about it. I'm really not. I'd like Biden to stay in, though, but I also, at the same time, am very worried about him being president for the next several months. I mean, he's president until January. Let's pray it's not longer, but I mean, he's president until January if Trump beats him in November. That's a long time for him to be commander in chief with this cognitive state that he's in. So those are legitimate issues right there. But no, somebody said the other day that I sounded gleeful about Biden getting out of the race. I said, I'm not gleeful. I'm gleeful that my prediction seems to be coming true, that the debate was a setup and that this was all designed to just take him out. I'm gleeful because, once again, it looks like at least I was right. But I'm not also losing sleep over his replacement. I don't think there's one single Democrat that can just magically turn this around for them. If that person's out there, that name has not been discussed. Now, is it Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland, and they put in a fresh face, and does that change everything? I mean, there's a potential for that, which is why I'd like it to stay Biden, because I don't know what I don't know, as the old saying goes. So I'm more comfortable with knowing what I have. The devil you know is better than the devil you don't, as they say. But I'm also not really losing sleep over it. I think that the American people have seen that when Trump was president, things were better. And I don't think that's going to change, despite their screams about he's Hitler and democracy and blah, blah, blah. And this, my favorite now is the Democrats' obsession with Project 2025. Just find somebody, anybody, who is driving a truck or works for a living or does anything with their hands or is buying a person buying groceries, and ask them what Project 2025 is. And whether or not that's what's going to be the deciding issue for them going to the polls this November. It's laughable. The Democrats are spending a lot of time on this, though. A lot of time on this. Project 2025 is, as you know, what the Heritage Foundation has put out, which would be a roadmap towards restoring the executive branch to what it's supposed to be, which is that the president is accountable, not unelected and accountable bureaucrats. But it just shows you the Democrats have no message. So I don't really think it matters much who they put in. I think Trump still wins. But we'll talk more about that in the 4 o'clock hour. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. What does Trump think? Does he want Joe Biden to step aside or not? What are his thoughts on that? He told Sean Hannity last night. Plus more clips of the S show. That was the White House press briefing today. We're just getting warmed up. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. And on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.